Hey, what's going on? It's Bill Burr, and it's the Monday Morning Podcast for Monday, January 23rd, 2012. How the fuck are you? How's it going? Let's get right down to it this week, all right? You know what? I don't need to get right down to it. What the fuck am I talking about? What are you doing? You know, I could take my time with this shit. What do you got to do? You got to get back to work, huh? Shuffling your fucking papers in your cubicle. Is that what you got to do? Readjust your paper clips. They still got paper clips out that way with all the fucking Steve Jobs shit that he created. You know something? I watched all kinds of football this past weekend, obviously. And you know what's the most fucking annoying thing? Why is everybody shitting on Steven Tyler? Going, how bad was his national anthem rendition? All right? The guy's fucking 63 years old. He's singing outside. You know? With no band behind him, right? Can we cut him some slack? Fuck no. This is the internet. Let's take this guy down who's had more hit singles than all of us, who's gotten more pussy than all of us, who women still want to bang. Jennifer Aniston, like 4 or 5 years ago when she was still married to fucking Baby Blue Eyes there, you know, with his highlighted tips. You know that guy? Played Billy Bean. Brad Pitt, right? They had their list of five people that they could bang. One of hers was still Steven Tyler. I think one of Brad's was Angelina Jolie. Oh, I enjoyed that one. Did you? I don't give a fuck. So anyways, he sings the national anthem. I thought he did a great job. I didn't have a fucking problem with it. So anyways, this is what people say. On Celebrity Circuit, they go, Steven Tyler, how bad was his national anthem rendition? Not... Do you think it was good? How did you like it? They're just immediately steering it towards the negativity, which really is the fucking, you know, bleeding baby seal of the internet. Everybody's going to pile on. They're all going to pile on and trash Steven Tyler. Why? Because he stunk or because you hate your fucking life? This is what. How would his fellow American Idol judges rate Steven Tyler's rendition of the national anthem at the AFC Championship game on Sunday? Let's just say it probably wouldn't get him to Hollywood. He lives in a house in the Hollywood Hills. He's already there. He's a fucking legend. He's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You know, just when I think I'm the biggest cunt on the internet, people like this just blow right by me and just show me a whole new level. A New England Patriots fan, the 63-year-old American Aerosmith frontman, warbled the Star Spangled Banner before the New England Patriots played the Baltimore Ravens. He missed the high note and butchered some of the lyrics. Heckling began before his performance ended. You know, I got HD TV fucking surround sound. When was that heckling? I don't fucking get it. You mean when they cheered when he said Land of the Free?
How bad was it? So let's listen to what all these people have to say who can't even fucking sing. This would be like me making fun of a first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback saying he's overrated. All right, I'll shut the fuck up now. Dude, was it me? I didn't think it was that bad. Oh my God, what was Steven Tyler wearing? Jesus Christ, hang it up.
You know what he's a victim of? He's a victim of, he's still so fucking badass, people think that he's, they forget that he's fucking 63 years old. You know what I mean? And is it, I don't know, is it because he's so badass or is it because the Rolling Stones are still dragging their asses out on the road?
Because I've noticed that with Aerosmith, they never looked that fucking old because the Rolling Stones are always going to be 10 years older than them. So, I don't know. Does any of that make any fucking sense?
All right, let's get back to what the fuck I wanted to talk about, the football this week. My fucking condolences to all the Ravens fans out there, except for that fat cunt from 2 years ago when the Ravens won and made me never go to a fucking sports bar again to watch a game. Remember that story? The first play of the game, they handed the ball off to fucking Ray Rice, and he ran 85 yards for a touchdown, and this guy just went, oh! He just kept yelling. You know, like when a professional player makes an unbelievable play and they just start yelling. It's annoying enough when they do it. This guy was doing that. Looking back now, it's actually kind of funny that he was that much of a spaz
and how mad he made me. He's the only Ravens fan that I don't have sympathy for this morning. And I am not even going to remotely talk shit about that. We backed into the Super Bowl. You know, that's not one of those games you're like, yeah, huh? When it came down to it, what did we do? We got in your head and we fucking threw some salted butter over your shoulder or whatever fucking thing we could do to make you miss a 32-yard field goal. What the fuck? I do got to say I was surprised at how well our defense played. And, you know, and I can't believe they didn't review that fucking touchdown. The guy caught the ball, boom, boom, both feet were down. Right as the second one came down, Moore slapped it out of his hands. And you would have thought that they, you know, for a Super Bowl, they would have reviewed it. For some fucking reason, they didn't. And fucking 32-yard field goal, and the guy hooked it. That poor bastard. That fucking poor bastard. You know, kickers always get made fun of, you know, for being pussies and that type of thing. Do you know the balls it took for that guy to walk into that locker room after that with fucking Ray Lewis, goddamn roided out dragon breathing fire, sitting across from you? I think if he killed him, I don't think anybody in Baltimore would have fucking convicted him. So I don't know what to tell you. I can't talk any shit. I'm excited that my team is back in the Super Bowl, but I'm also worried because I think the Giants are fucking world beaters. There, I said it. All right? I know I'm going to get shit from Patriots fans, but be honest with you. The level of play in that Giants-49ers game, the level of hits, that was a monster of a fucking game. It really was, and that was one of those games where it was a shame that anybody had to fucking lose it. So I don't know. I always have faith with Belichick and his ability to come up with a game plan, but I don't know if he's got enough guys to execute it because I don't see a weakness in the Giants. Corners are a little weak. Other than that, you know, Tom Coughlin to Bill Belichick, I'm saying that's a push at this point. Belichick's been around too long. He's like an old fucking stripper. Everybody knows his moves. All right? He's still up there grinding on the pole to some Journey song, you know? So I think that's a push. Running backs, you got to give it to the Giants. Wide receivers, that's a push. Defensive front four, no contest. That's the Giants. Linebackers, I think our linebacker's been playing great, but I would say that slight edge to the Giants. In corners, that's a flip. And this is going to surprise you. I would say at quarterback, I would say it's a push. I know, oh, fucking Joe Brady. I don't give a fuck. Eli Manning plays his best when the game's on the line. The guy's won fucking 5 road playoff games since 2007. You know? So, I'm not talking any shit, and it's not going to surprise me if we lose, nor will it surprise me if we win. I think it's going to be another nail biter. I hope. Although, I do have a bad feeling that in the second half, it could get ugly if they have any sort of long, sustained drive, because I'm not good with the names. Whoever their fucking fullback is, who basically is like, he's like a defensive lineman, but he's a running back. That motherfucker, that guy can really wear down a defense. And I already had a nightmare of Brady sitting on the sidelines wondering when he was going to get the ball back. So whatever. Look at that, the Patriots. Their 7th trip to a fucking Super Bowl. We're 3-3. I'm hoping we're going to be 4-3. But like I said, 49ers, unbelievable fucking game they played. And Raven fans, I can't talk any shit because I thought you got fucked on that. That not them. You deserved a replay on that play. And, you know, fucking 32-yard field goal. Who's kidding who? 30% of people in the crowd could have hit that, you know? Oh, Jesus. What the fuck does that guy? How do you sleep after you do something like that? Like, when I go on stage and bomb as a comedian and I just let myself down, like, I'm talking to myself. I'm walking around. I come home. I'm grumpy to Nia. I act like an ass, you know, and I just let myself down. To let down fucking, how many people on the team? 48 guys? 46? Whatever the fucking rule is. To let down 40-plus other people who all are lifting weights and can run a 440. And you're walking in there built like you're on the fucking math team. Just the level of balls. And you're wearing those goddamn stretchy pants. That's the one thing I got to give the Ravens shit for. When did you start wearing those ballet pants in games? I don't get it. Why are you guys out there wearing those pantyhose? Is there a giant... Remember those fucking eggs that pantyhose came in the 70s? The fuck were those things called? Really dating myself. Is that what it's... You know, are Ed Reed and fucking Ray Lewis that tough that they can actually wear pantyhose and no one's going to give them shit? I'll do it in the safety of my own fucking place, 3,000 goddamn miles away. I will fucking do it. But that's the only shit I can give you. Other than that, man, I thought you guys got you got fucked in the end. So, with that, it is on. The Patriots are going against the best quarterback in the Manning family. You understand me? It is Eli. I just want to piss off because I'm still getting emails from Peyton Manning fans trying to tell me why the guy is better than Tom Brady. Why can't we just agree to disagree? Okay? I get why you think he's better than Tom Brady, and I'll never convince you otherwise, and I'll take Tom Brady. Let's just make a truce. Leave it at that. And how about we enjoy what the fuck Eli's doing? Seriously, as a football fan, it's fucking unbelievable. You know? He's getting shit all over. He's in the toughest media market out there, arguably. You know, it's, if it's not that, it's Boston or Philly, you know? And he's guys going out there winning the fucking games. Can't get mad at that. All right, but whatever you do, Peyton fans, I don't give a fuck. I'm not reading your emails anymore because all you guys are doing now is you're rewriting history. And you're coming back with your fucking excuses about, well, Peyton really never had a defense acting like Peyton used to lose to the Patriots 40-38. He didn't. He used to lose games 20-17. Oh, by the way, what did I say? Patriots 23-20. I think that's exactly what happened. You know? And I was so confident in that prediction that I didn't even bet the game because I was like, you know what? It's too easy. No, it's not true. I actually said 23-20 or 20-17. And in the third quarter, I texted fucking Paul Verzey and said, this game's over. We're going to lose because I thought our defense had broken at that point. So I'm not even going to fucking, you know, whatever. I hit a half-court shot, not looking. But anyways, Eli. Oh, wait a minute. Peyton, stop fucking trying to rewrite history. Okay? He lost games like 20-17. That's how he lost those fucking games. And it always came down to the end, and you always had one more shot, and he never got it done. All right? That's all I'm saying. So go fuck yourself. And the fucking Patriots, all right? We had Antoine Jameson, old-ass Corey Dillon, Tom Brady, sixth-round draft pick, by the way, that people are forgetting now because he's a superstar, was throwing to fucking Deion Branch, Troy Brown, and David Patton. Well, fucking Daddy Longneck there was fucking throwing to arguably the fucking Jerry Rice of the AFC. He had Marvin Harrison, Edgerrin James behind him with his fucking Samson-esque dreads, right? He had all kinds of fucking players. His defense wasn't the greatest, no, but it was decent. It was good enough to win a game. And you're ignoring the fact, in his Joe Montana moment in the Super Bowl, he threw a pick six to lose the Super Bowl, right? So go fuck yourself. Go twist it around all you want to twist it around and ignore the fact that he can never beat the fucking Patriots. And in that one year, he made like fucking 20 different clips where he felt it was a penalty. Refs never called a flag because it wasn't a penalty. He took it to the front office. And they're like, Peyton, we don't know what to tell you. It's legal. And then they were like, well, it shouldn't be. Right? And then his owner, who sits on the rules committee, changes the rules. So now it is illegal. And guess what? The next year, he beats the Patriots, or 2 years later, whatever, and gets his fucking ring. Give me a fucking break. You want to know why all these guys are fucking breaking Dan Marino's records? It's because of that rule change. It's fucking ridiculous. These goddamn cornerbacks, if they even touch the fucking receiver, they got a 50-50 chance of being called for interference. It's the amount of times I say that's fucking bullshit and the call goes my way. It's bullshit. I'm not one of those fucking sports fans who thinks something's bullshit until it goes against his own fucking team. I mean, until the call goes with my team. Those fucking rules are bullshit. I understand no hands to the face. I get that. 5 yards, I get, you know, you can only touch him after 5 yards. But that shit where the guy can't kind of have his hand on you, like hand checking you, I don't get that. Okay? And he has to be turning around looking at the ball to fucking put his hands up. So he can't be feeling back to see where the fuck you're at. Is it any wonder why these guys are breaking Dan Marino's records? Give me a fucking break. So fuck all the Peyton Manning fans. The guy's a first ballot Hall of Famer. I've always told you that. I just said in the playoffs, he's an easily frustrated guy, and his playoff record shows it. He lost to the 8-8 and 9-7 Chargers at home. Go fuck yourself. Back-to-back years. I don't want to hear it. Go blame that on your defense. All right there, cunty? The real man. You know what it is? Peyton Manning is Venus Williams, and Eli is Serena. Really, Bill? Are you really? I love how I said I wasn't going to talk about this, but I'm going to continue talking about it. Peyton Manning is one of those guys that the second he retires, I'm going to absolutely love him, just like Magic Johnson. You know? And I'm not, listen to me, I'm not fucking bragging about the Patriots, because that's another thing. Them going to the fucking Super Bowl, Ben Roethlisberger was wearing one clown shoe for the final third of the season, so we didn't have to play the Steelers. We didn't have to play Peyton Manning and the Colts. We went up against Touchdown Jesus in their high school offense. And then we backed into the Super Bowl. So I am by no means confident, all right? But you fucking Peyton Manning fans, go rewrite history with each other, okay? That's what you have to do because of what happened. So go fuck yourself, all right? I actually had somebody send me an email going, see, look what the Colts did this year. That just shows that Peyton Manning was consistently making a 5-11 team 13-3. Marvin Harrison, Edgerton James, Marshall Faulk, Dallas Clark, all those guys, right? You know, the coaching the guy fucking had. Give me a break. That was a 5-11 team. So this team here is the team he's had since 1998. Are you that fucking stupid? Are you really that fucking stupid? This year actually showed not only how good Peyton was, but also how bad a franchise the fucking Colts are, because they never took into consideration that Peyton was ever going to go down. So they had some guy from the fucking YMCA come in and back him up. And yeah, he lost a bunch of fucking games. What if they had Matt Cassel? Do you think they'd be 0 fucking 13 or whatever the hell they were going? They wouldn't. You know? What are you going to do? Why don't you go change another rule? Why don't the Colts go change another rule that if your star quarterback goes down, the Colts automatically get 13 fucking wins? It's not fair. He hurt his neck. All right. I know that whole fucking rant was annoying to a lot of people, but, you know, I really don't give a shit. You know, I get shit on the internet, just like Steven Tyler. I got one right here from my Facebook page. Bill, I love your act, but this thing of publishing / recording every thought you have at a moment's notice is seriously sad. That's actually a compliment that he said it was sad, which would mean that I've somehow dropped a level. You know, I don't know if this guy realized that I perform in strip malls across the country. So the fact that anybody's even listening to this is a major triumph. And that's how I'm looking at it. All right. I feel like I'm firing on all cylinders. I'm taking one game at a time. anyways, let's talk about I was in Texas. I was in fucking Texas this weekend. I was in Houston. Then I was in Austin. A tale of two cities. Austin is like, hey, buddy, what the fuck you looking at, man? Right? And then Austin is like, all the leaves are brown. Hey, man, why don't we make a house out of hemp, man? Both of those stereotypes are gonna fucking annoy people. But I got to tell you, I got one of the funniest heckles I ever got when I was in Houston. I was at the House of Blues. And thank you to everybody who came out to my show, by the way, to both shows. I had a fucking awesome time. I was standing on stage, and I was talking about rappers getting busted with the unregistered gun in the car. And I was like, oh, Jesus, how many of these guys have gotten busted for that? And this guy in the back goes, all of them! And immediately brought all this racial tension into it. And it was such a funny vibe from the crowd afterwards. I totally felt this vibe that, like, half of them agreed and the other half were cringing going, you see, this is why we have this reputation. It's not all of us. It's a select few. It wasn't even half the crowd agreeing with the guy. But That's one of the things I love about doing stand-up is those kinds of fucking moments. Like, it reminded me, like, a long time ago. Just one of those moments where you just realize that most people are decent human beings. Because the amount of people who fucking cringed, and then when I was making fun of them afterwards, were like almost like overly laughing just to show that, listen, we're not all like that. Like, I remember a long time ago I did this room in East Harlem in New York. I don't even know what the fuck it was. It looked like a lecture hall, the way it was set up, where the stage was, you know, at floor level, and then the seats all went up, you know? And I'm the only fucking white guy in there. And there was some woman there, some lady. And she was a drunk and sort of like a neighborhood legend. So she just kind of got away with doing whatever she wanted to do. And she was being rude and yelling out and kind of making the show all about herself. You know, one of those deals she thought she was helping the show. So I start giving her shit. I start shitting on her, telling her to shut the fuck up and all that, blah, 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 blah. And the crowd's laughing. I don't know. She got upset or something. She stood up. And I was like, is she going to come onto the stage? And she didn't. She started walking up the aisles all the way up to the top. And in my head, I'm going, thank God she left. Now I can actually try and do my fucking act here. So like about 2 minutes later, I'm in the middle of my act. And I was imitating something, acting something out. So I was kind of leaning forward. And one of my legs was about 6 inches. One of my feet was like six inches in front of the other, like standing like that, almost like a wide receiver lines up, right? And all of a sudden, I didn't realize this. That fucking lady, she took off her shoe and fucking like Kareem did a hook shot and threw it down at me, and it came in and hit the inside of my leg, almost hit me in the balls. And I don't know if you've ever been on stage and someone's thrown something at you. You instantly become absolutely fucking livid, all right? So she threw it at me, it hit me, and immediately there was sort of this ugly silence in the crowd. Because, I don't know, because I was the only white guy there, she fucking threw it, it just got really weird. And then also it was, you know, somebody just threw something at somebody on stage. It's like, oh, is this going to get fucking nuts right now? So I looked down at the shoe. Fortunately, it was one of the most fucked up looking shoes I ever saw in my life. It was just like, there was like glitter on it and duct tape. The fucking thing was a mess. So I go, I was like, you know what? I was going to get mad. But upon looking at this shoe, I now realize this isn't about me. This is about her childhood. And everybody immediately started laughing, yada, yada, yada. And I just remember at the end of the show, the amount of people that came up to me basically saying that they didn't approve of what she did, all nervous that I was going to then go down to the Lower East Side in Manhattan and be like, those people up in the fucking East Harlem are crazy. Everybody was concerned that I was going to do that. So it kind of took me to that fucking moment. And I don't know if you heard that shaking in the middle of it. My dog came in with the lovely Nia, who hasn't been on the podcast forever. You want to come on the podcast?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me hit pause and I'll get you a mic. Hang on a second. All right. So anyways, that was, I don't know. Can you tell I hit pause and I don't even know where the fuck I am? The lovely Nia, everybody.
Hi, how are you?
Back at the, hey, how's it going? It's nice to be here on a rainy Monday. I gotta tell you, that weather is wacky out there. What's up with you there, showbiz?
Put your slickers on and your rain boots.
Have you ever been to Houston?
Yes, I have been to Houston, actually.
Did you notice that there's no zoning laws out there?
I did not notice.
That is one of the ugliest cities I've ever been to, other than the downtown area. It is just an absolute clusterfuck.
Is it?
And I understand now why people need to be in power and why people have to be controlled. Because if everybody just does whatever the fuck they want to do, just go to Houston. They have like, there'll be like a strip mall next to an old lady's house next to a skyscraper. They just have these skyscrapers in the middle of nowhere.
Mm.
It just, you know, like all these little like, you know, hey, Tony's Pizza, just like in New York. Every pizza is New York pizza. I don't know why, but everybody claims to have it. And then right next to it will be this towering building made all out of glass.
Uh-huh.
And then next to it will be just like an open lot.
Yeah.
It's one of the ugliest things there. Were you listening to me or were you just, yeah, yeah, yeah,
no,
me,
no, no,
getting
I
ready
was.
For your next thought?
No, but I was thinking about what you were saying about New York pizza and I, oh,
speak
never
into the mic, please.
No, I was going to say Boston doesn't do that. We have New York style pizza thing, but there is a place called New York Pizza It's over by Emerson, my and your alma mater. I was going to say that Boston doesn't do that. We have New York style pizza thing because Boston pizza is amazing.
The bar pizza is amazing.
What do you mean the bar pizza?
Dude, I got to tell you, New York pizza is really overrated just because the amount of people who fucking ride on the coattails of New York pizza.
Sure.
Everybody. Because I know the amount of people go to New York, go, dude, I went to ate the pizza. It sucked. It's like, yeah, most of it does suck because they have a reputation. Most of the bagels suck. A lot of the shit there sucks because they
have to know where to go in New York.
Yeah, it's like Chicago-style pizza. I went there and I was like, this stuff sucks. It's like eating a big, giant piece of lasagna. I don't like it. And then people go, well, where did you go? And I'm like, I went to Ed's touristy place right next to the airport that said authentic deep dish Chicago pizza.
Yeah, you got to talk to the people at the hotel or something.
Well, you know what's funny about the people listening to my podcast? I told these cunts that I'm trying not to drink on the road. It's a term of endearment. It's a term of endearment.
It's not, though.
But it is. You didn't see the twinkle in my eye when I said it?
No, you actually look a little glazed over today.
Cunty peoples walking down the street. No, I would think that they would.
Do you need some sort of like blanket or... I don't
what?
Not blanket, but a pillow or something. Like, we've got to get you set up better because you just...
What, I lay on the floor and
you
do
this?
You
look like a chiropractic nightmare right now.
Why?
Because you need like a proper chair and a whole, this lying on the floor.
I can't do it. Like, I can't fucking do my podcast sitting down.
Why?
I don't know. It feels too fucking professional. I have to lay on the floor and be like, let me talk about Peyton Manning, who's a fucking Hall of Famer and could beat the shit out of me if he flexed his neck. Let me talk shit about him.
You used to do it in the bed in your underwear, and now you do it in a new place in a basement in your sweatpants.
Slightly changed. Slowly upgrading.
What were we talking about? Pizza?
I don't know. You go with it now, considering you wanted to take it in an entirely different direction. You want to talk about sexting and people cheating?
Sure.
And text messages.
Sexting.
This guy, I would kill to read the sexting between teenagers. Do they really know where anything is? If I had to sext when I was 14, I want to put my hand where I think there's some stuff I've never seen. No, you know what? Actually, with all this free porn, they probably...
No, they know exactly what they're saying.
Yeah,
to
it's probably like eighth graders. And he didn't even know where my G-spot was.
Oh, God.
That's what it is now. It's crazy. People, it's fucking crazy.
That would be so sad to think of an eighth grade girl.
All right. I tried to say it quickly. Don't sit there and dwell on the actual details. That's what takes the funny out of it, when you actually really bring the reality of it.
What is it that you do on stage every night? Just talk about fantasies? You're talking about some real shit, baby.
No. No, what it is, if you notice, one of the reasons why I talk so fast is it's like running across thin ice. You get right across.
Oh, I see.
And then anybody says anything, you just yell, shut the fuck up really loudly in your mind. I'm a bully. There's no.
Are you a bully?
There's no talent here. What do I do to you around the house?
Please.
Shut it.
No, you don't.
What
you do what I
about?
Tell you.
Listen.
That's the big lie that you're trying to
tell. Oh,
all
you go, girl. Woo! What are you trying to get, an Oprah applause break? Why do all women have to do that? Why do you have to come on my podcast and you got to start shitting all over the place,
marking your territory?
You shut your mouth, woman.
You just
try
to
make
act
me
like
out.
You bully me around the house, which is so not true. So
what are you talking? What don't I do? What don't I do that I exactly what I want to do? Before you paint me.
You don't do
before you ruin
you
my
do.
Reputation. Let
I know.
Me finish.
I'm sorry.
On
maybe
this podcast.
Maybe I shouldn't, you know, break down the veneer that you have projected of being like the man
Ooh,
of the house.
Listen, all those big words in that sentence.
Whatever he wants to do, when the reality is quite different. And I'll just leave it at that.
You see what they do? Now, there's a classic female thing there.
They.
This is what these broads do. You just sat there, used all your big fancy words, and then
it's
you
because
acted.
I'm smart, Bill.
Let me finish. And then you acted as though there was going to be this whole list of examples. And then in the end, you tried to sneak out the back door going, and I'm just going to leave it at that. That's all I'm going to say about that. And that would get you a fucking applause break on TV.
It would.
Yeah. Yeah. You think that would hold up in a court of law? I know a lot of people didn't think that guy committed this murder. But let me just tell you, I know otherwise. And I'm just going to leave it at that. Defense rest. I mean, prosecution rest. Get the fuck out of here.
I like how you're comparing our relationship dynamic to a murder trial. What's
That's
wrong
what
with
I am
you?
Doing. I was gone for fucking 3 days.
Oh,
I
the
can't.
Best 3 days of my life.
I
oh,
came home.
So quiet.
I came
I
home and
it.
I said, woman, I'm going over to my buddy's house to
to watch the football game. You're like, well, why didn't you pay attention to me? And I said, screw you, lady. I'll be back at the end of the game. And that's exactly how it went down.
I'll be back and cuddle you when I get home.
That's right. Exactly. Now Cleo has to come over. Get out of here. Get out of here with your fucking paintbrush tongue.
Come on. Move out of the way, baby. Come on. Go lay down.
Get over there and lay down there, scrumptious. Huh? Old nervous Nelly over there. Oh, my God. What's going to happen, man? My last owner was a jerk. Cleo, how long do we have to be nice to you before you realize that you're in heaven now?
She's insecure. That's what our trainer said.
Do you understand?
She has self-esteem issues.
How LA do we sound?
Dog.
How
I know.
Our dog is insecure. She is. Our life coach / dog trainer brought that up. So anyways, let's talk about, get the fucking dog out of here.
Don't speak like that around
her. I'm just doing it because I want people to be like, you're so mean to that dog. And they don't realize that I lay down and spoon with her more than I do with you.
He is obsessed with this dog.
I fucking
love this
dog.
Everyone needs to know. Obsessed.
Just imagine.
They have a love affair.
If you had a friend who was always happy to see you and was covered in fur.
That's
Cleo. You wouldn't want to give that person a hug every once in a while?
Yes. Good girl.
My problem is I go to the dog's energy. When that dog gets amped up, I take it to the next level. And next thing you know, I'm already predicting I'm going to lose a front tooth to her fucking head.
That would be hilarious.
I'm sure you'd like that.
Sexting.
All right. This isn't really – well, this is about this guy. Remember I told you that story about that dude. He worked for some corporation, Sia Cubicles.
Uh-huh.
All right. And I'm sure he's on some sort of team.
Right.
And everybody has to do some sort of song before they go in there, like those poor kids who
morale
work at
morale building exercises.
Yeah, like those people who work at the Cold Stone Creamery.
Uh-huh.
You ever see them? Like, with like making like the goddamn ice cream going, hi ho, hi ho.
Yeah.
It's off to work. I just, a part of me dies when I see that. When I just see people like, it's like basically watching someone work in like an ice cream death camp. When I'm in there. None of them are happy. None of them dreamed of doing that.
Ice cream death camp.
Maybe if you're like a fatty, you know, when you got a job at an ice cream store, kind of like a pedophile getting a job at like a Cub Scout camp.
Wow.
You know? Isn't that where they always end up? I love working with kids.
Oh, God.
You know? I said that last week. Follow your dreams unless you're a pedophile.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So then using that, I shouldn't say that I have a problem with fatties working in the ice cream store. Let's get to this shit. So anyways, so they're going to get everybody in shape. So they hire some sort of personal trainer, and he's training everybody.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And what he does is he gets everybody's emails.
Right.
Great move on this guy's part.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking great move. Now he doesn't have to deal with them face to face. And if there's any fucking hotties he wants to bang, he can take it to the next level.
Sure.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
Okay.
Shooting fish in a fucking barrel. Okay. Or fishing barrels in a shooting gallery. So all of a sudden this guy notices that, you know, he gets one text going, hey, Brad, you know, just do a couple more jumping jacks and you should be fine. But for some reason, his little hottie wife has to get like 40 fucking texts from this guy at like 11:30 at night.
I do remember this.
Yeah.
So he and his wife work at the same place, obviously.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Work
okay.
at the same place, right? So he fucking, he finds out about, he keeps
yes.
asking his wife.
I remember this. Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to recap for people who didn't listen last
course.
Week. All right. So he keeps asking catching his wife late at night texting, going, and he goes, who are you texting? And she would immediately slam the phone shut because she's got a flip phone, evidently, and would say, nobody, either would say nobody or would get mad and say nobody.
Right.
So this guy's not a moron. He figures out something's up.
Sure.
He's into some sort of fucking Spygate shit.
Mm-hmm.
Where he's at, he hacks into her thing, gets her password, and sees that all these text messages back and forth to trainers. So what does he do? He's a goddamn man. Does he slap his fucking wife around? No. He goes right to the trainer and says, hey.
Slaps him around.
And says, hey, sport. No, because you get sued. You get sued for that now. You get sued for kicking somebody's ass when you're right.
Yeah.
He goes, hey, sport, why don't you do me a favor and stop texting my fucking wife in all hours of the night?
Mm-hmm.
So then Sporto there immediately starts acting like a bitch around him, starts acting overly nice. Like, you know, what all guilty people do.
Right,
if he was innocent, he would have got mad.
Sure.
Be like, dude, what the fuck are you talking about? I always text people about how to make their core stronger at 2 in the morning. I'm dedicated. Maybe you should be inspired by what I'm doing. I specifically am interested in women.
having a strong core because they're so beaten down in society. You know, he would have come back with some shit like that, but he didn't. Now he's all like, hey, man, how are you? With this right. whole, please don't beat the shit out of me right. and expose me for being the dirtbag I am so I lose this giant money-making client here, right? Yeah. So anyways, she denies the whole fucking thing. So he sent a couple of, actually a couple of texts that this girl wrote. They were talking about the Beatles, and he writes, all those damn Beatles songs make my stomach hurt when I listen to them because it reminds me of getting ready to go see you. They give me anxiety. This is what the trainer is writing to this guy's wife. Now, what sort of exercise are they talking about there? Is that, what is that? Is that push-ups? So then she writes back, all the lonely people, where do they all belong?
Oh, God.
Right? And then he said, I remember you asking me if I related to that song, if I related that song to you because I thought you were lonely. He's talking about a fucking marriage.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy. This guy's a dirtbag.
It's the classic.
I love him.
It's the classic. He listens to me.
Yeah. Oh, this guy, he's just saying
he listens
everything.
To me. We talk about music.
Yeah.
My feelings.
Oh, yeah.
My husband doesn't do that.
Right. And what it is his
me.
Dick. Is downloading all the knowledge in this guy's brain that he has about human beings, and he's just giving her, and the dick is just is basically sitting in the Captain Kirk chair. He's just fucking anything she wants to hear. So anyways,
sure.
Then he write another one. He said, I know, fuck my life. I wear my fuck my life to sleep, and I have a confession to make. I also wear your panties. She goes, LOL, shut up. He writes, it's true. So, I don't know what kind of fucking shit this guy's into, but the real question is not whether or not that's socially acceptable. The real question is, how did he get this married woman's panties? He at least finger blasted her. Would you go with me on that?
I mean, maybe he's just saying that to be just like controversial or
that's
something.
What I thought, like, but she goes, LOL, shut up. He goes, it's true.
Yeah, but he just still may be joking around.
Were you talking
around.
To the mic?
Oh, he may just still be joking around. But if he
it's
is wearing,
true.
But if he is, she gave it to him. How else would he have them? And they're talking about
right,
the Beatles
right.
and
whatever,
shit. She
whatever.
Gave it to him. If it's
okay.
true.
Okay, so well, that's basically what I'm saying. So okay. fucking, he's got her fucking panties. They're both adults. I'm guessing by this, she's like in her 30s. What is he doing? Fingering her and taking her out for a malt? He's banging her. He fucking banged her. This fucking piece of shit who'd be a great movie. This is a great character for a fucking movie. So anyways, he said, and this is what he said. His wife, she's still denying this whole conversation ever happened. She's just in complete, obviously, denial. She's in denial. He said, I'm dumping her, not for the reminiscing talk, but for but for lying to me.
He's not interested in trying to...
Please say that, Nia, and I swear to God, I'm going to throw my computer at you. I will throw this fucking computer at you. Are you fucking... He's not interested in what?
I don't know. Working it out? Don't throw it at me.
No. Go ahead. I'm just going to leave you in dead silence. Go ahead. Tell me...
No. I don't know. No, he's well within his right. I was just posing a question. That's all.
Well within his right.
I don't understand why she... It doesn't just fess up then.
All right, like that's a whole nother topic. That's a whole nother topic. I mean,
I feel like part of the story is missing. No, I feel like part of the story is missing or something.
What, the video of them fucking? Is that what's missing? What else is missing?
If he's like, hey. Nia,
if you start blaming him for not paying attention and that's why she's fucking this guy, I will fucking throw you out of this room. All right.
No, I'm not. Calm down. That's not what I'm doing. I'm just saying. So he says to her, are you cheating on, are you fucking this guy? And she's like, no, shut up. What are you talking about? Like, and she just flat out deny. I don't understand how she can flat out deny something as hardcore as a text. Because
she's a piece of shit.
That's why I'm saying. Because
she's a lying piece of shit.
What is going on?
Nia.
Yeah, but if you have something and you're like looking at it, like this is what you wrote. How are you denying it?
Because that's what denial is. Mm. You're totally in denial. I don't have a drinking problem. Is you fucking drinking NyQuil? I think it tastes good. I don't have a problem.
Right. Yeah.
I like sleeping. You know?
Yeah.
You know what it is? I'm just making sure you keep speaking to the mic. This is what you keep doing. I want people to hear what you have to say.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
But this is good shit.
And I'm ruining it?
No, you're saying it off mic. Good fucking Lord. You know what kills me? Is you were still like, it's just, I don't know. I'm gonna piss you off right now. You ladies will defend.
Why?
Because you guys defend each other. Like right there.
I'm not defending her.
If a guy did that.
I'm not defending her.
Well, can I get out what I'm going to say? If a guy did that shit, you'd be like, dump his ass. Girl, he's a fucking loser. You can do better than that. Call me. We'll eat a little moon pie. I'll build you up. That's what the fuck you would have done. But because, yeah, I just feel like some part of the story is missing. Like, what is missing?
I guess nothing.
Thank you, Nia. Thank you for being on the podcast.
Yeah. Is that what you wanted? Yeah, you just wanted me to come
good,
on and
took
agree
a,
with you?
A good fucking 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Not agree with me. Agree with the decision this guy made. This isn't about me, Nia. Please. Okay? I'm just a messenger here.
Sure.
You know? I'm just trying to do what's right
guy,
out here.
Because it's very clear what's happening, and you got someone who's just like, I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Here's the deal. Man or woman, if the person you're with is texting for regular people who aren't in show business.
The booty hour starts after 11, I would say.
After 11?
Yeah.
Okay, but that's with somebody you're already fucking. Okay? I know you don't understand it because you don't have to talk yourself into it. Guys, we have to spin the plates from the second we meet her all the way through. So you got to be setting it up.
Okay, I've always
you know, 7:30 is too creepy and stalkerish. And I would say you start going past 9:30, she's going to feel like she's some sort of tramp. If you haven't fucked her yet, right? So there's that window.
Uh-huh.
About 8:15 to about 9:07. You have to do the setup text, okay? And the setup text is not talking about pussy. It's go, oh, you know, I'm watching blah, blah, blah on TV. So-and-so is so ridiculous. Some sort of fucking just to get it going. You know what I mean?
Right. Something that seems very benign.
Yeah, like a boxer. You feel him out in the first round.
Or the Beatles.
Yeah, you don't load it up, right? You're feeling it up. Yeah, that's what they're doing.
Right.
This fucking guy. You know something? As much of a piece of shit as that guy is, if he writes a book, I would read it in a second.
Why?
Because you know he's got great... I mean, the position he has, that's like when I used to take that yoga class when I was out here. And there was that guy out in Santa Monica, and he was a phenomenal fucking teacher.
Right.
And this place was jam-packed, and it was by donation only. So then for tax purposes, I think he falls under a church. I know it helped him with taxes, and it's all in cash.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all good. All right? And then the hottest fucking women, some of the hottest women ever move out to L.A. to become actresses. Okay?
Yeah.
He's got him in his class, getting them all stretched out before he bangs them. It was one of the greatest. It was fucking airtight.
Yeah.
And he would go around the class, and somehow me, having never touched my toes since I was in the womb, was somehow always doing every position correctly, yet all these other hotties always needed to be adjusted.
Yeah.
Right around the psoas. So I don't get mad at a guy who's got a good thing, but you know, stay away from the fucking married ladies.
Yes, absolutely.
Anyways, isn't that right, Cleo? Here we go. I bought the wrong dog food. Look how fat she's getting.
I know.
We usually feed her this diet stuff. She looks like a prize-winning pig right now.
She's not that big, actually.
She's bloated.
She's a few pounds heavier than normal, but she still looks good.
Yeah, the brothers would be saying what's up to her. Number one, hey, here's advice for the week. All right. Hey, Bill, I'm a 21-year-old guy who still lives with his parents. That's not bad. In this economy, that's totally acceptable. Unless you're sitting at home and you're jerking off to porn and maxing out your credit cards, and that's a dumb thing to do. Hey, you know what? No porn for this year.
Is that what you decided?
I have yet to watch porno this year.
Well, it's still early.
So. And, Jesus, there's that support. There's that support, everybody.
Why do you need me to support you not watching porn? I don't have a problem if you watch porn.
You know what? Somebody sent me an article. I got to hit pause again because I'm gonna find this. Somebody sent me an article about how watching too much online porn, how it's not healthy for you and can actually add to depression, if I can say that word.
I feel like it probably gives you like a higher expectation of what your sex life should be, but you know, because we're not all porn stars.
Back to what you feel should be going on in your life in a moment. Let me just.
No.
I feel like he should be able to pick me up over his head and turn me upside down and do things to me.
Is that unreasonable?
With my back problems? Hang on a second. Hang on a second.
You know what? Sorry to say, I can't find that fucking email that dude sent me. And all I found was a bunch of people trashing that online porn is not addictive and saying that it isn't bad for you. But I don't know. It's just, you know.
It depends on your personality.
Yeah. It's one of those deals. Nia, why don't you put the microphone over your shoulder? You're sitting there playing with you.
Sorry.
You know what? I'm gonna get a desk down here with two fucking chairs, so the mic will be, you know,
yeah,
right there.
Okay.
And then, okay.
Okay.
All right. We'll work on it.
Okay.
All right. I feel like you have something to contribute, and I just don't feel like people are hearing you. See how I did that, people? I complimented her. I stroked her ego so she can do it. Thank you. That's all I was looking for. I just want people to know that I'm here. I have not watched porn. Sometime in the end of December, I watched something, and it was so disgusting that when I was done, I actually bursted out laughing as if I just watched Bridesmaids. It was just, and I was just like, what is wrong with me? Like, I actually got to that point in porn where the porn was so fucked up, it was just funny to me. Not that the people were doing it, just there was just something pathetic, and I was like, you know, I got to walk away from this. Hey, yeah. Last year I didn't drink. This year I'm swearing off the porn.
Okay.
See that?
All right.
I'm always trying to become a better person, Nia. And what do? Constantly shit all over me. By the way, you got a couple of shout outs in Houston.
Oh, did I?
Yep. When I brought out the podcast.
Yay.
And I said I was with a wonderful lady.
What's up,
a few
Houston?
People yelled, Nia. And then one of your friends texted you and said, oh, you got a couple of shout outs. So then when you brought it up in the car, I was like, you were like, what does that mean? What does that mean I got like shout out? Like, you don't know what a shout out is.
I didn't.
Yeah, you did. You wanted to hear what people said.
We
what
did they the say?
Were they chanting my name? That's going to be the end of us, Nia, when people start liking you more than me. And then we're going to break up like Sonny and Cher, but still perform together for a little bit.
If we break up, your fans are going to hate me. I just know it already. Because they're already going to be on your side. They're just going
to
automatically
side with
you.
Way to take all the fun out of it.
Because
that's
loyal.
What they do. They like you first, you. And I'm always going to be second fiddle. Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
I don't blame them.
All right, number one. Numero uno. Ahora. Hey, Bill. I'm a 21-year-old guy who still lives with his parents. I have a history of being very introverted. Oh, my God. If you start saying that you torture small animals, I'm going to stop reading this. I've been that way ever since I was in junior high. Well, what were you in elementary school? Were you going all out? No, because I would have related to that. I'm in college now, and I've become more social, at least when I'm on campus and at my job. But I'm having a really hard time building a life for myself outside of those arenas. Did I write this to myself 20 years ago? Totally relate to this guy. I don't really have much of a life. I'm really bored most of the time, and I feel like I'm wasting my youth. All right. I know that I have to go out more and hang out with my friends. It's up to me to take some kind of initiative. Cleo, for fuck's sakes, get out of my face. And if it was up to me, I totally would. I live with my parents, though, and that's why it's kind of tricky. My parents are very into the Lord. Oh, Jesus. I don't really share their beliefs. Good for you. And so when I want to go out, the evening usually includes a variety of activities that my parents would give me a hard time about. Normal stuff such as drinking a little weed, man, and secretion of the semen.
Oh, God.
Ugh. Okay.
You have to put
so
it
wait
like
a minute.
That?
You're drinking, you're smoking weed, and you're getting laid? What's the problem? The problem is you live with your parents.
No, does he want to do that and he doesn't? Or he's saying...
No, he's saying he goes out and he does this shit and his parents are giving him a hard time. So he's doing this shit. Maybe he's getting guilt. Why don't I read the rest of it? I know that I'm a young adult and I'm old enough to make my own decisions. A lot of my own decisions, he says. I just don't have the strength of character to look my parents in the eye and have a discussion about all this stuff with them. I especially have the problem with my mom. She was raised religious and has very different idea about being 21 than I do. I just don't feel like she would understand if I tried to have a conversation with her about my thoughts. I wish I could just come and go as I pleased without being bothered. I have a car, but I can't avoid the questions about where I've been. I know that my personal life is my business, and I don't share all of it, but they don't seem to understand that. On top of all this, I'm obligated to go to church every week, and I say, would rather fuck my own ass than go to one more church service. All right, dude. You got to move out.
Yeah.
You got to move out. But exactly. I feel trapped. I want to move out. There it is. But I have no money, and doing my job selling burgers isn't going to pay the rent in any place. I know. I'm not sure what to do. Please, for the love of God, rescue me. Oh, Jesus.
Rescue yourself.
Yes, rescue yourself. You got to – you're 21. You're still working your way through college, right? Yeah, you got to get on a track where you're going to get some sort of better-paying job.
Exactly. Get a better-paying job. Find a roommate situation because you're not going to be able to afford a place.
Why don't you take some student loans? Take out some student loans, you know, which is a bad fucking idea because then you'll be even further in debt.
Yeah.
I was
going
to say live at school.
There's a way to do it. Yeah. Why can't you
live on campus? All right, how should he do it? Because I don't have anything.
Well, you know what, though? He's probably not living on campus because maybe his parents can't afford it, so that's why he's living at home. They can't afford that part of the education.
Either that or they don't believe that they should live there because of all the sinners he'd be with.
Exposed,
you know,
to, yeah.
The
yeah.
devil is in that
no,
quad.
No, he's got to work his ass off. You need to get another job. You got to find a roommate situation.
Save up your money. Get a car with a bench seat. Do all your fucking in there. And then come home and just always have library books that you're walking in with and just live a lie.
Yeah.
Until you have the money to move out.
You don't have to you don't have to necessarily talk to your parents about anything in particular unless they're doing something that's really abusive to you or something. You don't have to talk to them about your life. It's your life.
Yeah, try sarcasm. What'd you do tonight? Smoke crack and got a hooker. Good night, Mom.
Exactly.
And she'll be praying the rest of the night and she'll leave you alone?
No, but you got to make some sacrifices so you can save some money, get an apartment with a roommate, and live your own life.
He's
but
flipping
being...
burgers, though. How can he do that? This is like a guy, Nia, who's on the verge of selling drugs. Isn't that what they always say? What am I going to do, sell burgers? I need to make some money.
Well, I don't know. You got, I, you know what?
His,
I'm not,
the
I'm not
ghetto,
100%
his ghetto
sure
is
there.
His ghetto is his parents' house.
Yeah. Get another job. Ask for a raise. You got to figure it out. But I think you're also becoming a little bit complacent because you don't have to pay bills and your parents buy your food for you and all that other stuff. So I think there might be
get a car with a bench seat
on your part to really fully leave.
Get a car with a bench seat. That's all I'm saying.
What is a bench seat in a car?
What is a bench seat? It doesn't have like the little console. It's not bucket seats.
Oh.
It's one of those ones back in the day, you know. Yeah, you could fuck in cars.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Like
what
you could,
about.
You could never do that now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the bench seat, like my truck has.
Yes, yes, it does. Have you told them about your truck?
No, I didn't. I bought an old Ford truck, and it's
oh Jesus.
Yeah, it's got a 360 V8, shifts 3 on the tree, and I'm getting some new headers put on it because you could light my breath on fire when I would drive.
This young man,
I would drive it like Ace Ventura down the street. Because everybody kept telling you, no, your headers look fine. I'm like, dude, I'm telling you, you could light my breath on fire if I drive this thing for 45 fucking minutes. Because they would drive around the block and be like, dude, it's fine. And you couldn't see anything really come, at least our untrained eyes. So
I get
it back today.
Yes, you do. Getting back to this whole scenario here, you need to stop having your little pity party there and pick yourself up by your bootstraps. Get your shit together. No more of this. I'm awkward. I don't have friends. I don't understand. Da, 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 da. Start reaching out to some people. Figure out what to do about a job. Save your pennies.
Get a car with a bench seat and do what you want
to
do.
And move your ass out. Yeah, figure it out. Start talking to people. Maybe someone's looking for a roommate and they're like, hey, you know, only a couple $100. I'll let you sleep on my couch.
Get shit.
You know?
All right. Number two.
Asshole.
Well, you just kept saying the same thing over
and over. Look at Cleo.
Cleo,
she's
get
so
out of
curious
here.
Curious about what's going on.
All right, dear Bill, I need some advice. I'm 30 years old and I've been seeing this lady for the past 4 months, and things have been gotten pretty serious. I'm already having dinner at her parents' house frequently. Oh, Jesus. Going to her family parties. Oh, Jesus. And spending the holidays together. Jesus Christ. I'm practically part of the family already. To use her father's words, and to be honest, I'm cool with it. I love this girl. She's great. All right, so what's the problem? So great, in fact, we decided to do New Year's in Palm Beach together at her cousin's place. Now he finally writes, oh, Jesus. All right, now what's going to happen? See, I like some of these letters, they set him up like a great movie. Like, he set this up like this is perfect. This is like a Norman Rockwell parent.
Yeah.
A parent painting. Everything's going great. Now, all of a sudden,
He's going to New Year's in Palm Beach together at a cousin's place. What? Why?
What could possibly go wrong?
This is very well written. This guy gets a star. Anyway, so we go out the night before New Year's. There's a whole group of us, and I head off to take a piss. I come back and see my girl dancing and making out with some other guy.
Oh,
who
shit.
Who wasn't a member of our group.
Oh.
Well, who gives a shit even if he was a member of the group? It's another guy. Obviously flummoxed. This educated son of a bitch. I decided to interrupt their little makeout session on the dance floor. It would have continued unabated if I hadn't stepped in. So I pushed the guy aside, hand her back her purse. Yes, I was carrying her purse for her.
Ouch.
It fit into my back pocket, in case you're wondering. I was wondering. And I leave the bar. The bar is called the Cucina. Yeah, kitchen, right? Right?
I think so.
Yeah. I am a little Spanish right there. I am outside just beside myself with anger, and she doesn't follow me out. I go back to her cousin's place and go to bed. Around 3 a.m., the texts come in. Nothing happened. I didn't do anything, etc. She finally cops to it, and just in her defense, she says, I'm just not used to having a boyfriend, and I don't think you know how drunk I was. So, Happy New Year's.
This was in a text message?
No.
Oh.
No, when she showed up to him, she says to him, she finally just said, look, fine, I fucked the guy. I'm just not used to having a boyfriend, okay?
Wow.
And I don't think you realized how drunk I was.
Wow.
Yes. See? And you can be that honest. You know what I mean? I could never be that honest with you because you could throw a vase at me and then the cops would arrest me for breaking the vase with my forehead. Anyways, he goes, should I chalk this up to a dumb drunk mistake and patch things up?
No.
I'm having trouble being objective about this. This has really got me fucked up and hurting. Yeah, dude. Yeah, that was a ridiculous level of acting out.
Yeah,
on her part.
That's crazy. That is absolutely
crazy.
That is crazy.
Some wacky stuff.
That's wacky. That's some real wacky stuff. No, she made out with a guy right in front of you.
He knows.
What are you talking about?
He knows. He knows what he's supposed to. He's fucking stunned, Nia.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
That's pretty stunning.
We're in the goddamn trauma unit right now. And you're going, you stepped on a landmine.
Yeah. Move on, sweetheart.
No.
Retain some dignity and walk away.
You basically, just imagine if you discovered that 17 years in, married with four kids that half look like you and half look like this should have been stripper. All right? You dodged a bullet, and yeah, it's going to hurt, and that's really what that really is, dude, is aside from your feelings, that's your fucking manhood being hurt right there.
And you don't have to
guys,
look at it objectively.
Let me finish, for fuck's sakes. As a guy, that shit's not supposed to happen, right? Because you're supposed to put it on them, and they're supposed to be mesmerized by your dick. And the reality is that's not what it's like.
Yeah.
And when you discover that, that's a tough day.
You don't have to look at it objectively.
And then you never trust those broads again. You never trust them again.
No.
And it's the safest place you can be.
No.
Number three.
But don't look at it
objectively. Last Saturday.
It was a shitty, horrible thing that happened, and you should be feeling all of those feelings, including anger. But just walk away.
Yeah, that's what he should do, is just walk away. Although, I would be tempted to pull a female move and get some revenge, and I would tell her dad, you know, what
do you
he,
know what a slut you raised?
Do you know what a slut you're in love with? That's half your DNA. Did she get that from your fucking wife? No.
No, yeah.
Yeah, don't
no
do
need
that.
To go. There's no need
no,
to
no,
because
then he'll look like an
it.
Asshole, and then he'll understand why she did it. I'm trying to inflict the most pain here. Walk away.
Yeah.
I don't do revenge. Don't do that shit. All right, number three. Last Saturday. As they say in Boston. Come on over on fucking say. There's no consonants in that word. Thursday, Friday, say. I always do that with brevity. I was out with my friends, and I was shit-faced. We were at a bar, and I was sitting at a table when I saw the girl. She was absolutely beautiful. I don't know why, but something told me I had to go up to that girl. See, they always start fucking phenomenally. Sun was out. Jesus was walking on the clouds. She saw me looking at her, and I get her a... and I give her a wink when she smiled at me. Jesus, you went with that? Did you give her the double point too? I then turned to my friends and said loudly, give me a fucking pen. Oh, Jesus, is he drunk? Give me a fucking pen. They gave me a pen, and I wrote my number on a napkin and went over to her and her friend. I slapped the napkin. This guy's, I love this guy.
This guy's wearing a scarf, too.
This guy's like the most interesting man in the world. Mm-hmm. I love him. He's wrestling a badger in the corner. Hang on a second. Give me a pen. He goes, I slapped the napkin on the table and went to her ear and said, I don't drink often, but I think you are fucking beautiful, and walked away.
What?
No, he's hammered. This is fucking hilarious. I totally missed the joke in this. This guy is completely fucking hammered.
Right.
So he's sitting there, head bobbling, winks
at
him.
I don't drink often. I think you're fucking beautiful. Okay.
Call this number. It's going to change your life, sweetheart. Oh, I love this guy. So anyways, being shit-faced, I didn't know any better. And I guess I went to the table and put my head. What? I went to the table and put my head was down at that point, according to my friends. She wanted to know what my name was and stuff, so my friends went over and talked to her and talked me up. Before she left, she came up to me. This guy's still in the game here. And told me her and her friends were leaving to go to a different bar. I asked her name. We talked a little bit, and she left with her friends. I told her, please text me. 3-4 days passed, and I hadn't heard anything. I couldn't get her out of my head. She was seriously the most beautiful girl I had ever seen. Yeah, after drinking a 12-pack of Keystone. and there was something about her. I know I was shit-faced, but I have never felt that way. I looked online for her on Facebook. The other person she was with had gone to high school with. We weren't friends, but we knew each other. I found the girl on her friend list. There we go. I know that is creepy, but I want to message her and tell her I am sorry for being so drunk, but I really want to talk to her. I feel she wouldn't have come up to me before she left or my friends and asked my friends my name if she wasn't somewhat intrigued. I don't think that's creepy. Nowadays, the old school, when I grew up, that's not creepy.
No, I think
if you just say, listen, I'm sorry I was so drunk the other night. I really meant what I said, and I'm sure this freaks you out. I don't even say freaking it out. Like, I'm not trying to invade your privacy. I just wanted to say I meant those things that I said.
Yeah.
Respectfully yours. Here's my phone number, my address. And
Yeah, and just leave it at that.
And leave it at that. There you go.
No more communication after that, because then you're venturing into weird territory.
All right, what time we got on the podcast here? What am
102.19.
All right. Well, we're getting close to the end here. We got overrated and underrated. With that, also, I want to remind everybody that Amazon thing's been working out for me. It's a good thing, so I don't have to charge for the podcast. So this is basically what I've been telling people. If you're going to buy something on Amazon, rather than going directly to Amazon.com, go to BillBird.com, click on podcast, and on the right-hand side, you'll see just under the iTunes link, you'll see the Amazon window. And you just click on that, and I will get credit for driving traffic to Amazon.com. You don't have to hit anything else after that. And I'm not telling you to buy anything. I'm just saying if you're gonna, and you're gonna go to Amazon, just please go to BillBird.com first.
Even if you're just gonna browse for something.
I don't know if it works that way. They gotta spend some money.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. It's like I'm driving people to a drug dealer. Even if you're just gonna look at the cocaine. Can I just sniff it for a second? And then no. They need to make their money.
Sniff it for a second.
Even if you're just going to browse, if you just want to see what they're doing with their website. Yeah, that's it. It's a great way to donate to the podcast. And like I said, 10% of all donations will then go on to the Wounded Warriors Project. So you support this podcast. You support the troops.
America.
America. That's right. Buy shit you don't need. Support the troops. It's all right there. Couple of clicks of the mouse. So there you go. Overrated, underrated for this week. Underrated. The feeling of knowing you're leaving a job and ceasing to give a flying fuckaroo from the time you are offered another job until the time you put in your 2 weeks notice and finally going through those last two weeks.
Hear me out.
This is an amazing feeling. For some reason, I got a feeling he's not going to leave like the way the Patriots, the way Drew Bledsoe left the Patriots, where he was a total class act and should have been co-MVP of Super Bowl 36. All right, here we go. I was offered a better paying job last week,
at another company, but have yet to give. Oh, well, this guy already got offered a better job by another company. He's yet to give his 2 weeks notice at his current job because I am due my yearly bonus this coming Tuesday. I don't want to jeopardize my current company not paying the bonus, so I'm holding out until this coming Wednesday to give my 2 weeks.
Nice.
After I collect the bonus.
Yeah.
So they can't take it back. Ooh, that's a little dirty.
It's dirty.
That's
but
a little
fuck
dirty.
It.
No, no, it's good. But that's one
business,
of the.
I mean, what he's getting compared to the people at the top are getting is it's probably you can't even compare it. So
yeah, but the people at the top also gave him a fucking job. That's no. One of those things like you're dating somebody and then you find who you really want to be with. So you fucking propose to them. You got the wedding all set. And as the invitation goes out, you go, oh, by the way, this is over and I'm out of here.
No.
I know. And somewhere in there, you go into their piggy bank and take money. Well, look, I understand what he's doing, but that's one of those things where, because you don't know how this next job's going to go.
That's
so if this next job doesn't go well, and then he needs the recommendation of these last people, they're going to knock it down a few. Oh, you mean that fucking guy
who
took the bonus and then left?
Oh, that's true. I didn't think about that.
He's leaving this place a little on bad terms.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. He's going Albert Hainsworth here rather than Drew Bledsoe. That's all I'm saying.
Willing
all right.
to take that risk, I guess. But no, right? I didn't think of it that
Wouldn't
way.
Wouldn't you say? Little Hainsworth here?
Yes.
overrated. Overrated. Cookies.
What?
Unless they're straight out of the oven.
Oh.
They're dry, and everyone wants to make oatmeal cookies at some point.
Ew. I don't like oatmeal cookies.
You know what? That's funny. I actually had in my dressing room, Nene. Did I mention I'm in show business? They had a plate of cookies. And you know me. I got a sweet tooth, right?
Yep.
Because I'm half a fan. they had this plate of cookies, and I ate the first one. It was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But they're cookies.
But knowing you, you kept eating them, right?
But they're cookies, and there was four different kinds. I'm like, what are the odds? There's going to be two different flavors of cookies, and they're both going to be bad. God damn
You're
it.
You're so
it
funny about that
it
stuff.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
yeah.
ridiculous. Yeah. I would
you
eat
just,
a fucking Jim Dandy.
Just keep going and keep I going, would. Hoping
I'd
it's going to get
eat,
better.
I would eat a Jim Dandy's with a group of old ladies every day at Friendly's if they would have me. That's for the older guys who used to go to Friendly's.
I know Friendly's.
Yeah, but do you know the Jim Dandy?
No.
The Jim Dandy came in a fucking glass like those old light beer from Miller commercials. Where it was basically, you go, let me get a glass of beer, and they basically were pouring like at least two beers into the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine a goblet, I believe it's called.
Friendly's served alcohol?
No. Oh. I'm talking about the vase that they would stick this sundae in.
Oh.
I think I went to – no, who was I with? I was working with somebody recently, and we went into a – I always stop at Friendly's when I'm back east. It's just
him.
D'Angelo's, all those places I ate when I was a kid. So I fucking – went in there and I was laughing because I saw they still had the Jim Dandy and I just read the ingredients. Cleo, can you? Okay. I just read. My dog has her head on my stomach
she
right now.
She just wants to snuggle.
I fucking read the ingredients and it was the most ridiculous thing. It was like three different kinds of ice cream, like full scoops, a full fucking banana. You know, like half a bottle. It was disgusting.
Yeah.
It was like doing a keg stand with like ice cream and trying to set the fraternity record. Anyways, I'm trying to say I have a sweet tooth and this fucking dog is distracting me. Cleo, I want you to know we're wrestling after this. We're going round and fucking round. All right. Underrated. This is the last thing. Animatronics, puppets, makeup, etc. I remember the days when the cool, scary monster was handmade by extremely talented artists and technicians, not software. These creations appear much more believable and frightening over the comparatively lazy CGI. Stuff like Alien, The Thing, Hellraiser, Poltergeist, Jaws, and countless other examples are all genuinely freaked me out growing up. I mean, what compares to Jaws these days? Shark Night 3D, fucking get real. Fucking get real, man. All right, that's the podcast. I know what he's saying, but he's right at the – but also –
old school versus a new school.
Yeah.
They don't make them like they used to, et cetera.
Yeah. One of my favorite shots is that slow motion one of that crazy lady who's on the ice skates with the fucking hatchet. Did you ever see that?
What are you talking about?
I've talked about this in my podcast before. There was some horror movie I watched on like Showtime or Cinemax – a long time ago,
And at like 2 in the morning, I'm watching this, and this lady was skating on a pond, and all of a sudden they just start showing the skates of this murderer. And they had this fucked up mask and this long hair, was skating in slow motion, and then just fucking put his hands up and had like a tomahawk. Oh yeah!
Somebody find that horror film and send us a clip from YouTube or something.
I'll get it. I'll try and get it up. I'll look up on YouTube "psycho whore bitch ice skates hatchet" search. All right, that's the podcast for this week. Please go to Amazon.com through my website, BillBird.com. Click on the podcast. Click on Amazon. Go buy yourself some shit you don't need. Help me out and help out. More importantly, 10% going to the Wounded Warriors Project. That's the podcast for this week. Hey, everybody, how about that NFL Pro Bowl that they now fucked up by sticking in between the championship games and the Super Bowl, so no one who's in the Super Bowl actually plays? We're going to that. Next year, we're going to the Pro Bowl.
We are?
Wait, you don't like sports. I'm going to Hawaii by myself. That's it.
Wait,
everybody.
It's Hawaii?
Have a great time. Go fuck yourselves. Don't take any shit. I'll talk to you next week.